Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden and I'm joined by Cass Page. Hello Cass, how are you?
I am well, Hayden. How are you?
Good.
Why do you start off weird and then get weird? Well, I'm weird.
I'm starting off normal.
No, that's not
And you make
normal.
It weird. ATB, what do you think? Also, today's guest is ATB.
I think that you both made it weird because you're both people who enjoy going into that world of that is outside of the norm.
I'm glad you made it weird too.
Yeah, so today we're joined by Alistair Tremblay-Burchell, who is currently starring in Alistair Tremblay-Burchell No Relation.
Oh my God, my comedy festival show?
Exactly. I said currently, but it hasn't started yet. When does it start? What are the dates?
Oh, it's from the 30th of March until the 23rd of April.
Right. So grab a ticket.
In the city of Melbourne.
Melbourne, Australia. How do you say Melbourne?
I say Melbourne.
That makes sense.
I feel like I've gone, hey, what's my accent? And what would be consistent with it? But what also sounds mostly like how you would pronounce Melbourne?
It does sound correct.
You've given us
the R that we lack in our language.
Yeah.
But you've not fucked with the vowels.
Not, exactly.
And it's not I think a lot of sort of North American people do like a Melbourne, like they put emphasis on the second, on the born.
Yeah, they're reading it phonetically.
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah.
That's really terrible.
I think there is a Melbourne in Florida, so they probably say Melbourne, Florida. Too,
oh,
just to give them some.
Do we hit second syllables like that?
No, we go Melb, and then we give up and go. Mm.
It's. I can tell you about what that is, but we should be introduced to today's.
Oh
topic.
Yeah, and today's topic is worms.
Whoa.
Australia.
Oh, I think it is Adelaide. No, wait, no, it's Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Yeah,
so we hit the first. Brisbane.
Adelaide.
It's Brisbane.
Yeah. Brisbane. Melbourne.
Perth.
Tasmania.
Yeah, no, Tasmania doesn't work.
Northern Territory.
You know what I think?
Perth.
I think, one of the weirdest things is when people say ass with an Australian accent, most people, and I'm not saying that you guys are those people, but a lot of people here, they'll, because, you know, as opposed to ass, A-R-S-E.
I was thinking about this the other day as
right?
well.
A lot of people accentuate the S like they've never spoken before. They go, well, I don't think I could say S. And you go, no.
Yeah.
It's not S. It's ass.
Yeah.
We don't have that vowel in Australian English in the same way.
Yeah, like I was
that,
like, yeah.
We have it in short in cat, so the only way we know how to say it is short. So then we run out of, we've opened our mouths and we've run out of sound, so we just run with the S.
Ass.
We'd be like, ass. Oh, no.
I feel like
I'm just trying to fill it up into one word.
There's not enough material otherwise. Yes. I was thinking about this the other day because I was trying to be like, because Australians spell it A-R-S-E and Americans spell it A-S-S, like a donkey, and UK is A-R-S-E. So it's like arse. But if I say arse with A-R-S-E and arse, A-S-S, they said exactly the same. And I'm like, which one do I say? Do I say arse or arse? I'm like, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we got two spellings for the one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they're two different things, but we don't have to go into that because we're going to talk about worms. But worms do come out of asses sometimes.
Yes, and also out of donkeys, which is an ass. An ass.
Yeah.
An ass? An ass? What do I say? I forgot.
Ass.
Is an ass an ass?
Or... I don't think donkeys are asses. I think they're asses.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, listen to me. Come on.
But you asked a question.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys had to be one half worm, would you go top half or bottom half? So, I think the only good answer is bottom half, but let's discuss.
Sort of like a worm mermaid.
A worm mermaid, yeah.
A worm mermaid, yeah.
I'd probably go bottom. I'd go worm maid.
Man. Like, but then that means that you would have the brain of a worm, so you'd have the brain of some stupid
invertebrate
if you went
the
top. Yeah. So I don't think I could just, and also I think for a guy it would look weird to have the worm on top and then have a dick.
Worm on bottom. Yeah. Two worms.
Like a big worm on top, little worm down bottom and two legs.
But you'd get no arms.
Yeah, I
think. So at least if you were if you had a penis,
yeah, mm-hmm.
and then you had worm made top half. You'd at least get something.
Sure.
I'd get nothing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wait. When you say that, you mean like you could go and tickle yourself with your own head? Your own
that
brain?
Is absolutely what? Not what I meant.
Oh.
How did you get that from that? Did she mention anything close to that?
Did you say a penis?
Yeah. So if you've got peen.
Yeah.
If your top half is a worm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're trying to suck your own dick, right? Is that what you is?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, AGB. I didn't get you. Yeah, I totally sucked myself off. If I would only be turned into a wormaid if I could be top half worm, bottom half little worm. Also, give me a dick so I can suck myself off.
Could you just make each of your legs a worm? You know?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Each of my legs is a worm. Give me a worm dick.
Yeah. Three worms and then a dick. That'd
I
be
want
nice.
I want the head part of a worm as a dick.
Oh, like from the little neck bit that they have?
Yeah, like that.
So would you include the neck bit?
Yeah, that would be at the base. I think it feels like it would give good structural integrity.
Absolutely.
That would be the what is it? The lift? What's the lift tendon there? That
hey, I don't
the body
know.
Is full of ligaments. It's a JB Smooth bit. He talks about the lift ligament or whatever like that.
Of your dick?
Yeah, it's like the blood makes the dick hard, but the lid like the ligament makes it lift.
I wish I could teach people with my comedy.
Yeah, well, you gotta, you know. One day you could get there and be, you know, she's like an Australian JB Smooth. They will say.
Yeah, they of course.
They will say that. What I don't know what ligaments I could talk about, though. If dick's been covered, yeah, there's no other good one.
Well, you don't want to do dick again. It's been done. Find a new ligament, a fresh leg.
I mean, you could do the exact mirror bit and do some pussy ligaments. I'm so sorry. What I thought you said before was punce or punis or something like that.
But yeah, even then, where did you get sucking yourself off from?
You thought it was worm poof. Going into the pussy.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I said tickle yourself. Because I was like,
that's
I don't know.
Worse, I think.
Yeah. So what were you saying was happening?
Just nothing close to that.
I was saying that were I to become a wormaid and my top half was worm,
okay.
I would have my worm top half and my legs, but then I'd have no other sticky outy bits.
Yeah, okay,
but
I see.
But at least, like, I'd have nothing to swing about and I'd have be silly with.
Yeah,
my legs would be, you know, utility at that point because I couldn't do a handstand.
That's true, but you'd be great at, like, diving.
Oh, yeah. Like, what are the benefits of being the reverse wormaid? Besides sucking your own dick, diving would be good.
But with a worm mouth, which we don't know what that's like, right?
Well, I'm sure someone does.
Yeah. But is it, like... Round teeth, like round rows of teeth, those kind of things.
Or is that just Tremors? I think that's just the movie Tremors. Although the Sarlacc pit or whatever from Star Wars. I don't know Star Wars. What's the Sarlacc pit?
There's those like little kind of wormy eel things that you see.
Oh, you're thinking of a lamprey maybe. Or a leech.
Yeah, those kind of things that look like they've got circular rows of teeth.
Yeah, and it looks like the teeth would spin, but that was the note. But it looks like they could.
But it could just be that naturally ingrained, fear that men have of... Other... of like things being filled with teeth and then putting your...
Is that a naturally ingrained
I think my uncle told me about that once. It was like a thing to do with like...
I don't think it counts as naturally ingrained.
Yeah, you're right. I'm so sorry. Anyway, go. I'm so sorry.
It looks like worm mouths are just sort of a hole at the top.
That's kind of what I was imagining, right? Just like a... Yeah. Just a...
Real good for sucking off,
I think. That's just a hole.
Yep, it's just a hole.
Yeah,
so they don't do any
hole.
Chewing, they just pass things through.
Yeah, I think it's just, do they just eat dirt?
They eat the dirt. I thought they poop dirt.
Well,
they process
it. But how do they tunnel? I thought they eat the dirt, suck up the minerals and stuff from it, and I suppose the microorganisms or whatever, and then shit out dirt.
Better dirt, yeah.
How's it better, though? They're sucking all the good stuff out.
Maybe they kill some bacteria and then they...
Right, yeah, maybe.
Because they aerate the dirt, because they're all their...
Because they wriggle around, yeah.
Yeah, all their wriggling.
Man, their life seems so scary to me. You ever like...
Is it scary or just like depressing?
Well, yeah,
you can't
it's depressing.
See anything, you're just like...
yeah.
and then you get to the zone and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, because like imagine like you know when you're digging in the sand?
Oh, yeah.
And then at some point you might find a sandworm or something like that?
A sandworm?
I think like people sometimes just drag like little like stockings filled with raw meat. In like along a beach so that they can get sandworms as bait, to use as bait.
What the hell?
And then these things just come out and they just kind of grow. And you didn't realize that there was like worms in this that live in the sand.
That's disgusting.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. And so then
I didn't know that until right now.
Yeah. And so then you kind of go, well, what kind of fucking life is that?
Ugh.
Just like in the dark.
Waiting for your meat sack.
Waiting for meat sacks. So you're primed. You're ready for meat sack to arrive at any moment.
Go sandworm fishing so bad now.
Yeah,
just a stocking full of meat and drag it along the sand. It's like a awful version of metal detecting.
Mm.
You know, I think it would give you the same pleasure. Like, oh, I got one.
Mm, yeah,
and also probably more valuable stuff. I think like on average it's just bottle caps and pop tad sort
the
of
value
bits.
Of going through the beach with a metal detector is that you either get rich or you help the community.
Yeah. Sure.
And but you get to look like a freak the whole time.
That's true. Yeah. Have you seen the video on a similar note and the guy gets like a colander or a strainer or whatever and just digs in a bit of sand and like rinses it through the water and there's just like 35 sea lice and these like big like giant cockroach-sized bugs.
Oh,
it makes you feel so sick.
Oh,
I love that because my favorite part about learning, you know, that when they're like, you're never more than 3 feet from a rat and there's bugs underneath you all the time. How nice is it that they mind their own business?
Most of the time, yeah.
They keep to themselves.
They do. Like, there's so much life out there, and it wants nothing to do with us.
Mm.
Yeah, that's calming.
I do like that. Like that they do that. Like that they can also just go undetected, like that. Like,
yeah,
like
stealth. You know,
like because I mean, occasionally, like near where I live, near the creek, occasionally people see a snake.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. But just the fact that we don't see that means that there's snakes there all the time.
Mm.
And we don't see them most of the time.
Yeah.
Right. The only time I encountered one was when I decided to walk with my children through a shortcut down through some tall grass while pushing the pram.
Yeah.
Anyway, not remembering that, snakes exist because I just thought we lived in the city.
Yeah.
And then getting to the path and then seeing that there was a snake sort of partially under the front wheel of the pram and it
under the pram?
Yeah, under the front wheel of the pram and then just striking at the pram and I was like,
what?
Okay. And then like moving back and then like eventually it kind of just like it stands up a little bit and then just slithers off into the
it went, oh my god.
And so did
then,
you hit it?
And then checking I guess I must have been starting to like kind of roll on it with
probably
the,
got caught in the wheel
the thing,
or something.
But yeah, and then it was kind of just getting pushed by the wheel rather than like me rolling over it.
Yeah.
And so then I had to like check my kid's foot to like make sure that it didn't actually like strike the foot.
Of course.
I'm just like looking for like puncture holes. I mean, he wasn't crying, so it was like he didn't seem to notice.
Wow.
I felt it very deeply.
Yeah, Jesus.
I was like, yeah, the other kid was sort of behind me and I was like, oh boy, that could have been a different afternoon.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was a brown, I think. And I was like,
oh, that's one of the bad. I mean, there's no good ones to get bit by. Well, I guess there's some pythons or whatever. That's fine.
Oh, yeah, they're fine. They just get you stuck on their mouth.
Yeah.
How do you tell the difference between a brown snake and just a brown snake?
Well, I think the brown snakes are the venomous ones and the other snakes are not brown.
Really?
That's my guess.
Okay, yeah. I've also seen a brown snake whilst walking before.
Yeah. Are they king browns? What do they call them? King brown? Or is that just the long necks of beer?
I don't know. I was just thinking that. I'm like, yeah, we call big bottles of beer King Browns, but which came first?
I think they must be named after the snake. But
surely.
Because, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen red-belly black snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but not here, but like that, just where my parents live in New South Wales. And then I think maybe I've seen a tiger snake once.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Cool. I can't actually tell you what it actually looks like.
I don't know. Everyone always assumes that Australia has like a million snakes, and I guess it does. But I think for the first 20 years of living on Australia, I was going to say on planet Earth, but that sort of, anyway, whatever. Didn't see any snakes ever. And I heard stories like friends be like, whoa, saw a snake on the weekend. It was crazy. It was a snake in my pool or whatever. Mm. And lived in this like house for, I don't know, 20-ish years growing up.
With a pet snake.
We had a pet snake, but that doesn't count. What a wild snake. And new people moved in. They're like, oh, do you get many snakes around here? And my dad's like, nah, been here 20 years, never seen one. And then the next week, there was a tiger snake in the driveway. It's like, oh my God, we really moved at the right time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I was in Queensland and I was walking and I saw a snake up ahead of me. And I got so excited that I like ran towards it to go check it out. But it ran away. I think it was is there a yellow-bellied black snake? Or is that a tiger snake?
Maybe. I don't 100%.
I feel like I saw some yellow, a black and yellow guy. Maybe.
And I also imagine there's probably many, many different types of snakes and that I can probably only name about three.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend who, you know, they come from this kind of family. They're all very like, they're not hippies, but they...
they're hippies.
You know, like they own a piece of land. They're very, you know, like they went to a Steiner school, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Right? They built the mom's house based off of this non-monetary system called rubies, where it's all like using kind of community favors.
And you're claiming not hippies.
Yeah, I know. Okay, they're probably hippies then, but...
Wait, can you explain that a little bit more? So they built their house, they didn't buy anything, they bartered everything?
Essentially, yeah. Essentially,
that's kind of cool. I like that. I mean, I'd never do it because I've got so much effort. Mm. But, I mean, I don't have any money currently, so maybe I will do that.
Yeah.
But I also have built up no favors.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you could be start by giving the favors.
That's true.
Yeah. Do you want to start a ruby community?
Sure. Why is it called rubies? That seems like you're trading gems.
That does sound like you're trading gems. Maybe it's just because it sounds like it's got value. So, you know.
Maybe.
It's just the name of the coin, you know. It's like Doge or something like that. You give it something that sounds valuable.
Favors
like
on the blockchain.
Yeah.
That's the future.
But they would have a snake outside of the mom's house that was so, like, was just like a snake that visited. And then they were like, this snake is so tame. And then we went and sat with it.
What kind of snake was it?
I have no idea. But these
people
probably.
We went and sat with the snake.
We sat with it and you could touch the snake.
Oh my God.
You
could like pet the snake. I know you probably shouldn't have, but you could.
And you did.
And I did. Yeah. And I touched it and I was like, I can't remember what it feels like now, but I think it was either bonier than you would think or kind of firmer than you would think.
Yeah.
People think they're slimy.
People assume slimy, but they're not. They're like thick, meaty tubes and with scales. So they're very smooth and firm. Mm. Yeah.
And just they're
like,
muscly.
They're all neck.
Oh, yeah, they're all muscle. They're all neck muscle. So,
Yeah.
We remember what the snake looked like, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll never forget. I can't tell you what kind of snake or, you know, even a color, things like that. I think there might have been some green in there.
I feel like green might be a safe one.
Green sounds safe. It's the other colors that are bad.
Yeah.
Green is like, I have to hide in the tree because something's coming to get me. And then the bright colors are like, you need to run away
here
from
here I come.
Yeah. But then the brown snake is that one kind of weird exception.
Brown.
It's it's not letting us know that it's super poisonous or whatever.
It looks very unassuming.
It's like the second most poisonous one
in the entire world. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
So I might have told this story, but... You know, stonefish are supposed to be like one of the most poisonous creatures on the earth.
Yeah.
I had a friend who stepped on a stonefish. And do you know what they do to treat stonefish venom?
Cut the leg off?
No. Do you have a guess, ATV?
They get you to vomit.
No. they put the leg in warm water and it just comes out. So he went to hospital. There's no anti-venom for stonefish, or at least they didn't have anti-venom, or they couldn't give it to him. I don't know if anti-venom for it exists, or they just couldn't give it to him. But essentially their treatment was put your foot in hot water and then the hot water will suck out the venom. And it did, and he was fine.
Well, that's insane, but it's also very, you can't get hot water at the beach.
Well, yeah, it's hard to get.
Yeah, you'd be surrounded by temptation or like illusions.
Yeah.
Like all you need to do is
what do you mean? What do you mean by surrounded by illusions? I don't think it makes you hallucinate, does it?
No, but it's like the thing where you're lost, you're stranded in a boat, you're in the middle of the ocean and you're dying of thirst and you're surrounded by nothing but water. And it's like the one thing that will save your life is water, but just has to be a bit hotter.
Water everywhere, but not a drop is warm.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear some worm facts?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I do. Phone.
Fuck.
Well, while you're looking for your phone, I just want to mention another thing that from this guy. Well, it wasn't from him. So I think it's from his partner. But they were living in somewhere up in the Northern Territory.
My phone?
You'll never find it. That's why I've got to keep filling.
It's gone.
You know, it's either Irukandji or box jellyfish. One of them, when it stings you, one of the symptoms is like an impending, overwhelming sense of doom. And so you, not only are you kind of like, some of your stuff is shutting down, but also you feel the worst is happening. Like you just kind of like, oh, that's it, I'm going to die. I'm just like, and you really just feel it.
I've heard that as well, yeah.
Does that just not seem like a normal reaction to dying?
Probably, yeah. There's a chance, but I think there's a lot of types of dying that you can do where you don't feel that.
With a chill, yeah. Apparently drowning's like that. Apparently drowning's nice.
How would you know?
Yeah, I feel like I would struggle for a bit.
There. Well, no, everyone does. But then once your lungs fill with water, you get like, I don't know.
I'm back in the womb!
No, I think it's more like oxygen deprived or whatever. And so you're just like kind of like out of your mind.
The ultimate Nang.
Fuck. Yeah.
That doesn't sound peaceful.
Well, eventually it is. I mean, I think maybe it's the scariest thing you'll ever go through. But then very quickly after, apparently it's all right.
If you're saying if I chain Nanged, I would eventually hit peace.
No. Have you seen Steve-O? Steve-O chain Nanged. And he did not find peace. By the way, a Nang is a...
You'll just start talking like this all the time.
For international audiences, a Nang is nitrous oxide in a balloon. Nitrous oxide? It's whippets.
Yes.
Or hippie crack, some people call it.
Yeah.
You get whipping cream, put it in a balloon, huff it up.
Is that the one you get given when you're giving birth?
Maybe.
I don't know if not given birth.
It might be laughing gas. Yeah, I think maybe it's laughing gas.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the gas, but I think everybody I know who's like, give it to me. It's not enough. This is not what I want. I don't want something that makes me feel weird.
Oh, no. I already feel so weird. Yeah. There's a guy in me.
Yeah. And my pelvis is breaking apart. It's an uncomfortable feeling.
I think you're just having a Nang hallucination. You go, I'm not.
I'm very with it.
Give me another one. I want to hit peace.
Yeah.
Okay, worm facts. I had to go outside and find my phone, but I found it, and here it is. So, did you know that the biggest worm on Earth, like the biggest species of worm on Earth, is in Victoria? Like less than a 50-minute drive from where we are sitting right now, you can go and check out the biggest worms on Earth.
How big are they?
They are 3 meters long.
No!
Which is about 10 feet. A little bit shy of 10 feet. They're fucking big.
My brain's not letting me believe
you.
And I think...
Believe it.
I think my...
That's double my height. Oh, a little bit less than double my height. But
no.
It's certainly double your height.
How girthy?
Yeah. girth check. Because that's going to make a big difference.
2 centimeters in diameter.
It's still pretty.
Is diameter, that's like a width rather than girth, right?
Diameter is the entire line across.
Yeah,
but it's not wrap around.
No.
Yeah, okay, so 2 inches, right.
Two
so I don't
inches?
Know.
2 inches?
Sorry. 2 centimeters wide.
2 centimeters?
A little bit less than an inch.
Like, that's still...
It's thin. It's long and thin.
Well, it's still pretty thick. That's kind of
for
like...
For a worm, that's thick.
If I saw a worm that thick, part of
would
my
throw
body
up?
would maybe want to spew a bit.
Yeah,
honestly.
So
where do you find them?
In Gippsland. They're the Gippsland giant earthworm. They're discovered in the 1870s, and they thought they were a snake for the first time, which makes sense.
And that's big for
a snake too. A 3 meter snake, that's big.
Imagine you find it in the ground, you're like, oh, a worm, and you start pulling it out, and
it's like a magician's trick or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is something that perplexed me, is that the longest worm ever found is not one of those worms, even though they're by far the biggest species.
Yeah.
The biggest one was in South Africa, which was 6.7 meters, which is 21 feet. But that was from a species that usually only get to 6 feet. So that was just some freak worm that got like, what, more than triple, more than quadruple the length got, of.
Oh my God.
It just got, it's like, oh, this guy, this worm's four worms for some reason.
Big Daddy.
Yeah, Big Daddy, they found them.
Girth
like a legendary worm.
Girth check.
Girth check. they're not giving me girth. They're just giving me width.
Width?
Actually, they're not giving me width at all. Oh. This one doesn't have anything. Yeah.
You know how like some places like have like a.
Oh, wait. Oh, you know what? Same girth. Oh, so not the girth. Same diameter as the last worm.
Hmm.
2 centimeters or 0.8 of an inch.
Wow. Well, yeah, you know when like some people like.
You can't say wow while you're.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Oh, where's
you
going?
I'm counteracting it so that it's like a, it's like nothing happened.
You're right. You tricked me. I'm like, wow, this guy's engaged.
you know when people like set up like a hamster track like around the room or whatever like that so that it's like. You know, like they might have one hamster cage, but then they have all these tubes.
And yeah, the and the tubes go up the wall
up
and stuff.
Up the wall. If you had that, but it was like a terrarium.
For one worm?
For one worm. Oh. So you could allow it to just go like and
to
travel
really
around
out.
The room like that.
And just... they'd probably enjoy that quite a bit. Because, I mean, they don't, I mean, they just go through tubes anyway. They just make their own tubes of dirt.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you reckon it would feel like a tube?
Some other worms in there maybe.
If you, so if.
If you fill the whole thing with dirt, you mean?
If you filled the whole thing with dirt.
What a boring pet to watch. It's like, hey, there's a tube of dirt, but trust me, there's a fucking huge worm in there.
Some sort of clear dirt. Fill,
some
fill
kind
it.
Of clear.
Maybe fill like, it with slime and have
Pepsi
a slime
clear?
Worm.
But I think it has to be able to eat the stuff in the dirt.
Oh, sprinkle some vitamins in the
sure,
slime.
Sure, okay.
A little vitamin slime.
Yeah, vitamin slime.
I mean, that's probably what Neo was immersed in when he woke up in the real world.
Yeah, the goo.
The Matrix.
Mm.
You know,
vitamin slime.
Vitamin slime. Vitamin
been.
Goo.
He looked good coming out of there.
I
he looked healthy.
Oh, yeah, get us in the goo.
Yeah, I reckon that goo would probably taste really good.
Ah.
I mean, the surface part was probably just get a bit dry.
Yeah, a bit of a skin forms.
But underneath.
Someone asked me a question the other day.
Okay.
If on the worm in the tube thing,
yeah.
If you were in an egg and you were growing from single cell or two cells, sorry, and you were growing into a chicken,
yep.
Would you think
I'm a chicken in this? Okay.
Would you think you were getting bigger, or would you think that the egg was shrinking?
Yeah, I mean,
I think I. Huh. I think I would probably think the shell is shrinking. Although it depends. I mean, yeah, because you'd look at your, oh, wait, I'm a chicken. I'm not a. Then you look at your wing, and your wing is sort of a
blob. Do you reckon you're looking at this point?
Yes. I reckon your eyes. Aren't your eyes one of the first things to go?
I mean, don't open them.
Hmm, yes.
Yeah, I reckon you'd be real sleepy. You'd just be real sleepy in there, and you probably wouldn't notice it.
I don't think you'd notice it either,
until
yeah.
it's too tight.
Yeah, and then you'd
really?
Be like, what the fuck is going on?
And yeah, and at that point, are you like, this shrunk, or you're like, I got big?
I think that's the first time you've noticed that you're in an egg.
And you're like, ugh, you start moving around, and
you're
just like,
get uncomfortable, yeah.
Like that, and you go, oh, like that. So maybe, yeah, I just reckon, because you know how like you kind of grow, and you watch yourself age in the mirror, but you age sort of slow enough that you don't really see it,
yeah.
but you see it when you look back at photos, right?
Yeah.
And so... I think for them, they'd just be it'd be too slow. And they don't even have a mirror in there.
They had no chance, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us some worm history, Cass?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to.
When did the first
maybe.
Worm emerge?
Yeah.
I did try and find out. And all I found was since the beginning of time.
That's interesting. Talk about that. Oh. The beginning of time?
Sorry. I misspoke almost. Since the beginning of time.
Okay.
And I don't think they actually meant beginning of time. Well,
they
no.
said beginning of time.
Yeah, but time didn't exist until we gave it a name.
That's not true, but okay.
It is. And so there were worms when dinosaurs were around. So dinosaurs were getting around with worms underneath them.
That makes sense.
It does.
Worms do seem like lifers, you know. They've been around for a while. Yeah. They outlive us.
They feel like they would probably emerge pre-dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they just, like, it's the worm's earth, really, right?
It is the worm's earth. You're right. It is the worm's earth.
Well, I just mean it's got everything going for them to be a worm.
Yeah, well, they're They're like the caretakers of the earth.
Yeah.
They help us.
And there's always going to be shit dirt.
They are our protectors.
Yeah.
Going to make good dirt out of shit dirt. They utilize worms in Egypt. I feel like every fact I say is about Egypt.
Yeah, every time you do history on this podcast, both of us, it's just like, oh, when did the first time this thing happened? It's like, oh,
Egypt?
It was ancient Egypt or Sumerians.
So what do you mean they used them in Egypt?
Just threw them at each other.
51 and 30 BC, the Queen of Egypt, Cleopatra the VII.
Oh, there was more than one Cleopatra.
You didn't explain how they used the worms. You didn't.
She would have them in her baths and milk.
She realized how important they were to keep the Nile fertilized. The Nile is still considered like one of the most fertile soils in the world today. And they banned the export of worms.
Oh, cool.
And if you tried to export worms, they would have killed you.
That's fine.
That was a death punishment. They were
would
like, these
cut
worms
you in half, but then you would turn into two people.
Oh, no. You'd be ruggling around in there.
Ruggling.
Yeah.
I often think, like, how crazy it is. How it was so easy just to be murdered in the old days. Just for all of human history until, like, 50 years ago, you could just murder whoever you wanted, and you'd probably get away with
and
it.
Just go to the
and
next
no repercussions.
Town.
Yeah. Or just, like, if you're a, I don't know, version of a police officer or a guard or something, you get to spike a guy through the head and everyone goes, oof.
Yeah, tough day on the job.
Yeah, woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, didn't you? Gawk or whatever.
Gawk.
And they go, yeah, well, just some peasant.
Just a spike-wielding like a guard called Gawk. I mean, that's a whole TV series.
Yeah, Gawk. And I was going to say Gork and Mork, but Mork's already been
it's just
taken.
Gork and Spike.
Yeah. Ah.
And it sounds like it's kind of like a canine-style movie where they're like...
But they're both dogs.
Yeah, like they're, well, one's a dog and one's a cop, but this one is just one's a cop and one's a Spike.
I'd watch Gork and Spike.
Yeah, Gork and Spike.
What silly things they're going to get up to.
Yeah.
There's probably some countries where you can just get spiked in the head every day still.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a special procedure. You have to fly overseas for
spiked in
the head. They don't do the spike heads here. Yeah, you've got to fly abroad.
Oh, what's that thing where they actually do bang
the hole in the head for spirits?
That's cool. They bang a big sword. They did multiple swords, isn't it? They hammer in like, I feel like
I've
seen.
It's a sword.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's a sword.
I mean, I remember reading about it years ago where somebody was getting it done.
Now?
Yeah, like now, just so that he was like, it kind of like increases your perception.
There's more holes where the information can enter.
Yeah, like it changes like the blood to brain ratio or something like
that.
No
shit.
And it brings
way less blood
to a childlike thing. It was like, are you fucking insane? And it was like somebody drilling into his head, I think it was, to make a little hole.
It makes you more childlike. Brain damage.
Yeah, I think it's probably just
brain damage.
Brain damage. You just fucked a hemisphere.
Yeah. But if they like it. Fuck it.
But if you're like,
do it.
I know, but how
who
are you
going
to know until you get there?
Well, everyone else is going like, hey, guy, you got to get spiked. I feel like a child. It is great. I'm kidding. You know what? That's weirdly appealing to me. Spike my head. I get my childlike wonder back. You know, that sounds okay.
So how many? So Hayden's the first one to get his head spiked.
Yeah.
How many people in your life would have to get their head spiked before you gave in? Because I think...
Or before you started considering getting your head spiked.
Yeah. Because
essentially... 1 to 10, one, you never ever do it no matter what. Mm. And 10 is like, you're probably going to get your head spiked. Where do you lie now? Where are you going?
Because I'm probably 1 to 10, you'd never do it, right? But 10, that's you really doing it. Like I thought, and so yeah, I was just confused by that rating system. I reckon after 5, I'd be like, let me just see, like,
five friends of yours getting their head spiked.
Out of 1 to 10, though, where are you now on the wanting or wanting to get spiked scale?
Yeah.
Well, I was reading about it with interest when I was reading about it. So I was probably at a, like, 7 at that time.
Mm.
And then upon reflection, it's kind of like, you know, if I'd got a tattoo back in those days, you know?
Yeah.
I think maybe now I'd be like, no, oh, I'm glad I, you know, like.
Glad you didn't get that tattoo.
I'm actually kind
of
glad.
Something you're not thinking of is you wouldn't have the capacity for regret.
That's true.
And you wouldn't be able to read anymore, which would be nice.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have to read any more articles about getting your head spiked.
I wouldn't constantly be distracted on my phone.
That's true. Yeah. You'd live in the real world.
No, you'd be an iPad baby.
Well, that's true. I could just be doing like a lot of sort of visual games and
Cocoa
stuff
Melon.
Like that, or just watching YouTube videos. Mm. But I wouldn't be able to tell what the titles were. I'd just have to base it entirely off the thumbnails.
Well, thank God people are putting in such good work into those thumbnails.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, that very expressive face. Oh, terrified face.
Mm. Tells a story.
Yeah. I was watching a video and someone mentioned that about their thumbnails. And like, oh, but we do ours ironically. I'm like, I don't think it matters.
Yeah. No,
I think it's
matter.
All this. I think maybe everyone knows how ridiculous they are. You can't not know when you're making it. Like, being like, I'm going to pull a crazy face and shop, Photoshop in some weird, I don't know, like sexy lady or something. That's what gets clicks. Sexy ladies in a shocked face. That's true. And then, but they're like, yeah.
Sexy ladies in a shocked face.
That's true. If you, okay.
Like you put like a bikini cleavage kind of thing like that. And then
your
Macaulay
face
like,
got
then Macaulay Culkin in it. Like that.
Uh-oh, and your title is like, you will not believe what this woman does for a career or something. I don't know. It could be whatever this woman does for anything, and you will get 100 million views.
The title is just women for question marks?
Yeah. Top 10 best women.
Oh, I'll see if I made the list.
Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah, that's... Do you think anyone's watching like all the Watch Mojos and top 10s? Like being like, oh, maybe this time I'm in top 10.
If you were famous,
yeah,
would you check to see if you were in any lists? Like if a list came up and it was, what do you want to be famous for?
What do I want to be famous for?
In this scenario, what are you picking?
The
most spiked head.
I was thinking like modern day pirate. I'm the only one doing
All right, okay.
He's the only one doing it.
But like
it's
old
the
style,
modern day pirate.
Old style pirating.
Yeah.
Well, like so a buccaneer, swashbuckle.
Okay, top 10 anachronistic criminals.
You got to explain. I've had my head spiked. Do you got to explain?
Top 10 criminals from a different time.
Sure, yeah.
Living in the current day.
Huh?
And then it's like, okay, so you just basically, you get a Google alert that your
You've
name
Google
has come
alerted
up.
For your own name.
Yeah. Yeah. In pirate.
In pirate.
Yeah.
What's your pirate name?
I was trying to get like a Blackbeard thing. All I could think of was Fuckface. Yeah. Oh no, here comes Fuckface.
I know. The first thing came into my head was Slap Michael.
Slap Michael, yeah. That's good.
Slap is the first name.
The first thing I think it was Hayden, the pirater.
Yeah, that's not just a little bit wrong. I'm a pirater. I like, what did you say, Slap Michael?
Yeah, Slap Michael.
That's good stuff.
So, sounds like a command.
It does, yeah. That's
Slap Michael, yeah, you're going to run into trouble pretty quickly.
But, I mean, like, I think you could quickly accept a world in which somebody's first name is Slap.
With two P's, right?
I think if that helps you, yeah.
Is Slappy a classic nickname? People often called Slappy.
Well, I mean, there's that part in Dumb and Dumber where he's trying to think of somebody's name and he goes, S, Slippy, Slappy, like that. And he goes,
Are you thinking of Dumb and Dumber?
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, I would love to meet somebody called Slappy.
Slappy.
Yeah,
it's like, such an Australian, like, you could meet someone called Slappy. Like, hey, mate, I'm Slappy. Like, all right, hey, Slappy.
Where does that name sound familiar? Slappy Kincaid? I don't know. Does that sound like anything?
No,
okay. It doesn't.
It can be. Do you want to invent a man?
Should we Google Slappy Kincaid? Because how do you spell it?
I mean, I don't know, but let's just say
Kincaid?
Slappy. Eh?
Slappy King.
Like K-I-N.
Okay, he's just giving me pictures of a horrible puppet.
Really?
Think of this freaky little puppet. I think the puppet's name is Slappy. And it's a horrible, it's a ventriloquist dummy that looks a lot like Alan Carr. The UK comedian.
Oh, yeah. I mean, most of those do.
Look at this guy.
Him. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I would never have said Alan Carr.
But it is Alan Carr, right?
No, Jimmy Carr.
Oh, wait, who's Alan Carr?
Alan Carr is the guy
chatty man, isn't he?
With the glasses.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of Jimmy Carr, not Alan Carr, chatty man. Jimmy Carr, the guy who goes,
oh, my God. Two Jimmys? It does look like Jimmy Carr.
It does look like Jimmy Carr. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I am Alistair George William Trombley Birchall.
Yes, and you're currently starring in, or maybe are yet to star in, Alistair Trombley Birchall, No Relation.
That's right. Please purchase tickets and come and see this fantastic show.
Where are you playing? Where's the venue?
It is at Trades Hall, and it's in the
That's a hub.
Room. It's a real hub. It's going to be... It's going to be very warm, and you're going to be able to meet lots of people.
Yeah. Great. So if you're lonely...
They serve drinks.
Or cold.
Yeah.
Or
you
thirsty.
Serve the drinks?
No, they do, but if you hand me a drink, I will give it back to you.
Great. That's
nice.
A promise you can take to the bank.
Yeah.
In the middle of the set, do you think? Or...
I mean, look, I'm open to anything at this point.
Okay. Well, grab your tickets at... AliceDedroLibertual.com?
Oh, yeah, just Google.
Yeah,
just Google
you just
my
Google
name.
It. You'll
and then
fucking
Comedy Festival.
Figure it out. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.